The peregrine fern reintroduced California condors to the wild in 1996 and has increased the world population to over 400. Chris Parrish, the Condor Field Project Supervisor, describes the program.
And we've learned an awful lot, which is part of what we wanted to do with this program, to release the birds. That's why it's an artificial experimental area and an experimental population. Releasing the birds into the wild, monitoring them with telemetry, GPS telemetry, and daily tracking by biologists who are out there monitoring them.
The main challenge for restoration is lead poisoning. The condors feed on animals that were shot by hunters using lead ammunition. Parrish says that reduced number of birds with dangerous blood lead levels may be due to more hunters using non-lead ammunition.
So really, it's just putting our best foot forward, saying to the hunters, we need your help. Lead is the number one cause of diagnosed death for condors. Would you consider using non-lead? And oh, by the way, Game and Fish is not only sending you this information, they'll give you a coupon for free ammunition.
Parrish is optimistic this is only the start of the lead poisoning reductions.
Doesn't make a trend. It's 1 year, but I don't know. It's kind of like the battle to lose weight. You don't lose it all at once. So I'm hopeful that this is the beginning of a new trend.
For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Parker Olson in Flagstaff.